Hello kids, today's story is The Blind Vulture. Once there was a tree which was home to many birds. One day a blind old vulture came to live in a hollow in the tree. The birds welcomed him and decided to give him a share of their food since he was old. The blind vulture decided to protect their little babies in return. So they lived happily. One day, a cat passed by the tree and heard the baby birds chirping happily. But as soon as they saw the cat, they began to cry with fright. The blind vulture shouted, "Who is there?" Now, the clever cat knew the only way he could eat these tasty tiny birds was if he became good friends with the vulture. He said to the vulture, "I had heard so much about your intelligence from the birds on the banks of the river that I had to come and meet you, sir." The vulture was delighted to hear this. He asked, "Who are you?" "I'm a cat." The vulture shouted, "Go away, otherwise I will eat you." But the cat was smart. "I live on the other side of the river. I don't eat meat and take a bath in the river every day," he said. "And I don't think a wise one like you would eat a guest." The old vulture replied, "How can I trust you? You eat birds." "Oh, not anymore, sir," said the cat. "God punishes those who will kill others. I would never kill for food, when there are such tasty foods and herbs to eat in the forest." The vulture believed him and allowed him to stay in the tree hollow. Now, every day the bad cat would eat a baby bird and the blind vulture didn't even know. Soon the older birds found that their children were missing. They began to look for them, and as soon as the cat came to know of this, he left the tree and disappeared into the forest. When the birds came to the old vulture to question him, they found him sleeping. And what did they find there? A huge pile of bones. The cat would eat the baby birds and leave the bones in the vulture's hollow. All the parents were very angry with the vulture. They thought he had fooled them and broken their trust. Now their poor babies were dead. They cried and shouted in anger, attacked the sleeping vulture. The poor vulture didn't even know why the birds were hurting him. Finally, the vulture was thrown out with no home and no friends. The moral of the story is, never trust an evil or cunning person.